Blog Talk Radio.
Marcus Kane. As I see it, common sense in a world of insanity.
Ladies and gentlemen, insurrection is a lie, and it's probably a lot worse than just a lie. And on today's show, we're going to get into exactly why that is and some of the facts behind what could end up being one of the biggest political hoaxes in our lifetime. Before we get to that, I did want to take a moment to wish every one of you a very Merry Christmas, and thank you for listening to the show. We started this show just about a year ago, and tremendous how well it's been received, how big it's grown, and we have you to thank. So thank you very much, and I hope you enjoy your Christmas holidays. Let's get right into this, folks, because, you know, the January 6th Commission has just sent one man to jail for 5 years. And we've already heard the horror stories of how these people are being treated in prison. They have no bail, by the way. What happened to, getting out without bail? These people can't get out. Trapped in a prison that apparently if you break your leg or you suffer any kind of an injury, you just lay there and suffer. They don't care. Because, as we have found out, the warden of this prison is a renowned anti-Trumper who, in her view, has said all Trump supporters should be in jail. Isn't that an interesting comment to make for the warden of a prison who is now overseeing prisoners accused? Well, they're not even really accused of insurrection, are they? No one's been charged with insurrection. That's what they're saying. Oh, these are insurrectionists. Why don't you charge them with insurrection then? How come not one of these people have been charged with insurrection? Well, it's because, much like I told you when I first started this show, one of the very first programs I did, I told you what the left do. The left attempts to change definitions of words to suit their own agendas. And if they can change those definitions and what they mean, then they can sway their own agenda. And they have now changed the meaning of the word insurrection. An insurrection, by its very nature, is a planned attack against the government to overthrow it. That's what an insurrection is. In other words, a large group of, it could be private citizens, it could be some military, or whatever it happens to be, get together and decides, here's our plan. At such and such a time, such and such a place, we're going to overthrow the government and put our own chosen person in power. And take over. Now, this is going to require, A, a large number of people, B, weapons, C, intense planning, and D, a leader willing to step in. None of these things were in place on January 6th. None of them. Now, we had heard ahead of time that there were some groups, we don't even know if they're real groups or made-up groups at this point, but we had heard that some groups on the Internet had said, we might do something, we might get rowdy. And that was well-known to everyone. It was well-known to everyone. They were monitoring websites and social media accounts and things. Nancy Pelosi was offered extra security, National Guard if needed. Said no. Person who's in charge. This is the person who was given all of the information. Nancy Pelosi had every bit of information and much, much, much more than you and I will ever have. And her decision was, no, we don't need it. Well, that's an interesting choice. It's a very interesting choice considering what happened. But we have more than that. We have actual videos shot on people's cell phones and things of well, I guess you would call instigators. People in the crowd trying to get the mob to listen to them, chanting, we have to go inside the Capitol. We have to make our voices heard. We have to storm the doors. Who's with me? And in return, they're getting chants of fed, 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 with people pointing fingers at them because they were warned ahead of time. Many of the people who attended the January 6th rally were warned ahead of time that there were going to be feds there, attempting to get them or coerce them into illegal activities so that they could then be arrested. So that begs the question, why? Why were there feds there attempting to lure people into illegal acts so they could be arrested? What would the motivation be behind that? We're going to get into that in a minute. But first, I want to just take the opportunity to say we know who this man is. Even if we don't know his name, let's say we don't know his name. We actually do. But let's say we don't know his name and we don't know anything much about him. He's clearly on camera, clearly inciting people into an act of what I guess you would call violence, or at least vandalism, trespassing. Why has he not been arrested? Everybody else has. Oh, we're scouring all the videotapes and we're coming to people's door, mother and her daughter, who weren't exactly what you'd call insurrectionists, just stumbling into the Capitol building to take a look. They're arrested. Not this guy. Not this guy. Very, very interesting how not just one, but two or three people who are absolutely 100% caught on video, either attempting to incite an act of or vandalism, or, as they said, planting pipe bombs the night before. How come these people aren't found? Where are these people? Everyone else has been rounded up. Didn't take any time at all. These people, however, they're elusive, despite the fact we have them on videotape. And by the way, we have hundreds of hours of videotape that Nancy Pelosi will not release. Ask yourself another question. Why? She says, oh, well, it could hurt the security of what? There's already videotape released of people going into the Capitol building, Nancy. It's not going to hurt any security of anything. There's another reason you won't release them. And I suspect it is because we're going to see some of those same people. We're going to see some of those people be the first actors. See, here's the bad thing. I'm not going to sit here and blow smoke up your butt and tell you there's no Trump supporters that stormed in there. Of course there were. But what I would suggest is that before we jump to any conclusions, we find out who's the leader of the pack, person that incited it, because they're saying it was Donald Trump. I don't recall Donald Trump being there. I don't recall Donald Trump saying anything except go to the Capitol, make your voices heard, but do it in peace, right? Yet he's the one who's causing it, not a man who's saying we must storm the Capitol. We must go inside. How come that guy's not rounded up? Because he would be the leader of the pack, right? He would be the rabble-rouser. He would be the agent provocateur. He would be the crap-stirrer, right? Face is clearly on camera. Clearly on camera. Can't find him. Well, guess what? People did find him. And guess what? He is a Fed. That's very interesting, isn't it? So now ask yourself, why is a Fed trying to stir up trouble? What good would this possibly do? This could only do bad things. This would be the equivalent of a federal agent going into a movie theater and yelling, fire, fire, everybody get out. And then when somebody in the third row says, yes, yes, there's a fire, get out, they arrest that person and say, well, that person started it. That person started a trample mob. No, they were repeating what somebody else said, erroneously. So, yeah, some people might have followed this guy in. So what? How come they're not charged with insurrection then? Well, because they had no weapons. See, you don't plan an insurrection and say, I guess we'll go in, mothers and daughters, old ladies, people on vacation, people taking selfies. That's not an insurrection. What happened is very clear. A group of people broke into the Capitol building at a time when they were not allowed in there. Now, I've heard people say, well, it's their house. It is their house. Their taxpayer dollars pay for it. There are certain times when you're not allowed to go in there. And this was one of the times when you were not allowed to go in there. So with that in mind, yes, of course, they were trespassing. And some people did cause some vandalism, although I still would like to know who. You know, we have the guy with the Viking hat. He's in jail for the rest of his life, I guess. And what did he do? I saw a video of him walking side by side with a police officer just chatting. Oh, yeah, okay, yeah, that's what it looks like in here, huh? Wow, look at the size of this place. Yeah, he's an insurrectionist. He was 2 seconds away. 2 seconds away from being the new president of the United States, I guess, right? He was the guy they were going to induct into power. Are you kidding? There wasn't one person there who was trying to overthrow the government. Do you really want to know what they were doing there? Most of the people who weren't feds, most of the people who didn't rabble-rouse and start this, felt that their voices did not matter. They felt that an election happened in which they were not counted, their votes were not counted, or their voices were taken away from them illegally. Now here's the unpopular truth. It was. Now you can sit there if you're a liberal or a Democrat and say, there we go, it was the cleanest election in history. It wasn't. I mean, grow up. If you think that scare tactic is going to work on me where you just say, oh, you must be a tinfoil hat conspiracy theorist, and I'm going to say, oh, I better not say anything, you picked the wrong man. You changed all the voting laws, and you changed them illegally. You didn't even go through the proper channels to do it. You used COVID as an excuse. You mailed everyone a ballot, if not two, if not three, if not four. And no matter what anybody says, if there's a man that's up by 300, 400, 500,000 votes at 1 o'clock in the morning, after polls have closed, and he loses by that margin the next day, yeah, that's going to raise a few eyebrows. Boy, that's an awful lot of mail-in votes that were counted late. And they all just happened to be for Joe Biden? Wow. What a remarkable coincidence. What a remarkable coincidence that a toilet overflooded and everybody had to leave except it never really overflooded. That's not true. That was a story that was told and not true. Why was a story made up? Why would you make up such a thing? Is anybody asking that question? Why would you make up such a thing? No, nobody's asking that question. Just like nobody's asking the question, why is there a Fed in the middle of a riot telling people to riot further? If that's what he really thinks it is, if he thinks it's a riot, which that's what the left is saying, why is he in the middle of a riot stirring crap up instead of trying to calm things down? Couldn't he have gotten up there and said, look, folks, I know you're angry, but if anybody tries to breach the building, you are going to be arrested and you are going to be held. You're out there saying, we must go in. We must. Wow. Sounds like entrapment to me. And then you just happen to end up in a jail where the warden is an anti-Trumper. Oh, and by the way, you were warned ahead of time that some things could happen, and Nancy Pelosi told everybody to stand down because she didn't want that many police there. That's an interesting coincidence, isn't it? Very interesting coincidence. So there was no insurrection, folks. There were a bunch of people who were angry because they felt the election was not fair. In truth, the election was not fair. It was not fair in any way, shape, or form. We know this. Forget, throw out the voting machine thing. I don't know if these Dominion voting machines work properly or not. You don't know if they work properly or not. There's a lot of rumor. There's a lot of discussion. Doesn't matter. I know that the laws were changed, and the laws were changed last minute, and they were changed in a way that is not actually legal to do. I know that mail-in ballots were sent to everyone, whether you requested them or not, which is sets a precedent. and makes you wonder, where will all these ballots go? I know that at various times in the night, they shut down vote counting for reasons that turned out to be erroneous. That's odd, and no one's asking that question. But here's the big question, folks, that no one is really asking that I think is extraordinarily important to ask. Who did this trespassing, this so-called insurrection, who did it benefit? So let me get this straight. We're supposed to think that on a day when they were meeting in the Congress to discuss a very, very important situation, there were Republicans there who were going to stand up and say, we absolutely question the results of this election. And there were people fully prepared to give their reasons why and some evidence. Point, we didn't know what Mike Pence was going to do one way or the other. Neither did anybody. So you're expecting me to believe that while most of the people that were there on January 6th, with some optimism that we're going to yell and scream outside the Capitol and make people understand that we don't think our voice is counted and you do the right thing and you challenge this election on our behalf, you're expecting me to believe that those people said, let's take it into our own hands and basically ensure that this meeting never happens, that Mike Pence doesn't really get a chance to say what he's going to say, that the Republicans who are going to stand up for us don't get a chance to say what they're going to say. Let's interrupt it and make sure that that doesn't happen. So who does that benefit? Does it benefit Donald Trump and his support? I would argue that it's exactly the opposite. That's interesting, isn't it? So the breach on the Capitol building, in fact, halted the process. And then the Republicans, many of whom were weak-kneed and feckless, said, oh, based on what happened, I just forget it. I was going to object, but I'm not. This is just so awful. I can't. Just never mind. Oh, well, that's interesting, yeah. So, in reality, what happened on January 6th greatly benefited the Democrats and greatly hampered the Republicans' effort to raise a very, very important point that by hook or by crook, this election was really not valid or not fair. Oh, but they couldn't. Because those Trump supporters, or were they? I mean, I see some Trump supporters in jail. Some of them definitely came into the Capitol building. Who led them? I remember seeing videotape of police officers standing right there letting people in the building. I know of a videotape that exists where a police officer is telling two people, one of which is the guy with the Viking horns, you can stay in here, but you got to be peaceful. No vandalism, no, you know, whatever. And the guy repeats, says, you heard that, right, folks? We can stay in here. We can make our voices heard, but stay calm. No vandalism, no whatever. That doesn't sound like an insurrection. It sounds like what ended up happening is when the people forced their way in, the police said, okay, well, we'll hold you right here. You're allowed to be in here. If a police officer says you're allowed to be in here, then I would question that police officer. That police officer is clearly on tape. How come he's not being questioned? How come he's not being asked, did you tell these people they were allowed to stay here in this lobby area? Because you're clearly on videotape doing it. Because if you did, if somebody tells me I'm allowed to stay, well, then I don't think I'm going to be arrested for staying. We got to remember that Ashley Babbitt was shot to death. Now, was she trying to get through a window? Yes, she was. She was trying to get into one of the hallways that led to an adjacent room. She was not armed. There's no evidence, none, zero, that anyone who broke into that Capitol building was armed in any way, shape, or form with any guns or ammunition. None. Doesn't sound like an insurrection to me. So is it a tinfoil hat conspiracy theorist far out theory to suggest perhaps this was something the Democrats wanted? They needed to make Trump supporters look like savages who would overthrow a government. They needed to have some kind of ammunition on Donald Trump so he would never, ever run again. Because, folks, quite frankly, let's just cut the crap. The Democrats were caught. They were caught flat out. They knew they were caught cheating. They knew it. The game was over. Because the bottom line of the situation is whether Dominion voting machines worked or Dominion voting machines did not work, they changed the rules of the election illegally. And they knew they were going to have hell to pay for it. They knew that this was going to be something that was going to tarnish Joe Biden's presidency going forward, and there was going to be litigation, and there was going to be Republicans standing up saying this is wrong, and there was going to be investigations, and there was going to be things that they really didn't want to have happen. And it was just very convenient that none of that ever had to take place because a relatively small group of people who could have been stopped if Nancy Pelosi simply took the extra security that she was advised to take were present. So the Democrats got a windfall on this. This what happened on January 6th was a win for the Democrats. They then hoped to take this to the nth degree and say the reason it's an insurrection. See, they could just say, well, you guys all broke into the Capitol, and you weren't supposed to be here, so you were trespassing, and some of you committed acts of vandalism, so you're going to be charged with that, and we're not going to call it an insurrection. The reason they called it an insurrection is because they planned on blackmailing Donald Trump with this to the point where they could say he's never running for president again. He's an insurrectionist. He tried to overthrow the government. He belongs to prison. Because they fear him more than they fear anyone in the world. And if that's not the best reason to vote for Donald Trump, should he run again in 2024, then I don't know one. Because these people fear no one. They don't fear you, fear your vote. They don't fear the leaders of foreign countries. They don't fear popularity polls. They fear nothing. They're going on with their mission. And they don't give one damn about you or what you want from this country. 20-30% of you say, I don't, or I like this plan, I support it. That means 70% don't. And they're just thumbing their nose saying, oh, too bad. That's just too damn bad. That's not the way you run a government. And I'm going to tell you something. They've revealed themselves, haven't they? Because when Joe Manchin refused to vote for this Build Back Better debacle, the far left of the Democratic Party, which is basically becoming the majority now, by the way, the far left said, he's holding up democracy. Democracy is at peril here. No, Einstein, that is democracy. Democracy is when you have to have that many votes and someone can say no and stop you from doing it. That is a democracy. You don't want a democracy. You don't even know how to spell democracy, much less do you actually want democracy. It's laughable that people like you would call out again, oh my gosh, we're losing our democracy. You don't know what it is. Joe Manchin's finding out what it is. Joe Manchin was the greatest thing on since sliced bread, and he was wonderful and kind, and he was a bastion of democratic virtue, and the people of West Virginia, they were wise to understand that Joe Manchin was a worthy choice, and even in a state that was more Republican than Democrat, they understood that the Democrat way was the right way, and they were wonderful people. 5 minutes after Joe Manchin does not agree with Joe Biden, Joe Manchin's a racist. Joe Manchin is holding up democracy. Joe Manchin wants children to die, and the people of West Virginia, according to Bette Midler, are ignorant, unwashed, and addicted. Oh, that turned really quick, didn't it? When Joe Manchin was doing what they wanted, the people of West Virginia were the smartest of the smart. They were a mostly Republican state that understood the Democrats were better. See, this is the game that the Democrats play. You're our friend until you turn against us in any way, shape, or form. Then you're not just someone who has a differing opinion. You're the enemy, and you need to be destroyed. Well, Donald Trump was the enemy for sure. And they tried as hard as they could for four straight years to destroy this man and everything he stood for. And to this day, you'll hear people say, we can't allow Donald Trump back. It would be the end of the world as we know it. And what? The end of what? Our borders were secure. Gasoline was cheap. We were energy independent. We had the lowest rate of unemployment we had in my lifetime. Businesses were coming back to the United States. He had rebuilt the military. China was on their knees. ISIS had been totally wiped out. Okay, we had the COVID virus, but he had also gotten us a vaccine. Explain to me what the horrible situation was. What was the horror show happening for the years of Donald Trump? And this was a horror show. Everything was actually running pretty well. And the Democrats knew it. So they lied and said, no, don't believe your eyes. It's not running well. This is not what the United States is all about. This is horrible, evil, racist, terrible. But they knew that a lot of the American people were saying, funny, it doesn't feel racist or horrible or terrible. It actually doesn't feel too bad. And they knew they had to get rid of him. Well, they used COVID for an excuse to change all the election laws, to mail out ballots that they normally wouldn't have gotten to mail out, to change different laws of how they were counting and all kinds of things. And then had the nerve to say it was the cleanest election in the world, and if you question it in any way, shape, or form, you're not only a conspiracy theorist, you're an anti-American, and you're a probably terrorist. That's to scare you. That's to scare you away. They know better than that. They were caught. They were caught red-handed. So is it so unbelievable that they might formulate a plan? And I just say might. I don't have evidence. But is it so unreasonable that they might formulate a plan to say, if we could get a bunch of those lesser intellectual Trump supporters, who are going to really be riled up anyway, if we can get someone to rile them up enough so just a few of them come with the people we plant when they breach the Capitol, we've destroyed the Trump movement forever. We'll call it an insurrection. We'll say he led the pack. He'll never be able to run for president again. And we'll be rid of this man who made us all look like idiots. A man who literally walked out of the business world never being a politician and did a job 500 times better than any of these lifers who have been there for their whole entire existence ever thought of doing. Why is that a conspiracy theory? Why is that far-fetched? Okay, maybe it's not true, but it's worth looking at. It's worth looking at. The Wuhan lab was a conspiracy theory too, remember? Oh, you think that? Memo, all late-night talk show hosts must say that is dumb. Add it to your monologues or you will be vilified by your government. Every third joke has to be, oh, yeah, and like the virus came from the Wuhan lab, right? Except it did. Conspiracy theory now, is it? Nobody's laughing anymore, are they? The fountains of misinformation, who misled you for years, told you lies for years, called you ignorant for years, if you dared even consider maybe it did. Well, they're not laughing anymore. Because the truth eventually comes out. Well, I have a newsflash. The truth eventually going to come out on this too. Because while there are a large amount of Republicans, who I will not bother to name, wouldn't give one damn what happens to you, what happens to those people that are in jail for trespassing, and certainly do not want Donald Trump back in office because it interferes with their good old boys club. There are a new breed of younger Republicans who are going to get to the bottom of this. And they're not going to stop. I believe that with my whole heart. They're not going to stop. And just like we find Biden's laptop was a conspiracy theory, it was Russian propaganda, except it's the truth, and now we know it. Wuhan lab's a conspiracy theory, except it's the truth, and now we know it. Don't be surprised, folks, if you wake up one day and find out that this conspiracy theory, that this insurrection was organized as a counterintelligence move to try to vilify and demonize a party, as well as render their leader or their newfound leader politically crippled, don't be surprised at all. You think those tactics are beneath them? Ask yourself the question I asked at the beginning of the show. Who is that man telling people they need to organize and go into the Capitol? Who is that man? He's a Fed. Why is that man doing that? And why is he not being called on the carpet and asked? Let me tell you how they reveal themselves. Okay, maybe he's a Fed. Maybe he's a Fed who likes Donald Trump. How about if he's a Fed who really said, yes, I'm a Fed, but I like Donald Trump, and I know we need to go into that Capitol? Then he's a ringleader. He's the ones you're looking for, right, Nancy Pelosi? He's the guy you say, oh, my God. He's a Fed, and he was trying to – that's an insurrection. We got to weed him out. Oh, no, he's fine. Leave him alone. That's how I know he's working for you. If he was a Fed who was on Donald Trump's side and really was trying to organize something, he would be the poster boy for your fury. He'd be the guy front and center. Look what we have in our government, people who are willing to be insurrectionists for Donald Trump. This is a Fed who is willing to try to start an insurrection. That would be all over CNN. It would be all over MSNBC. They know who that guy is, and they're leaving him alone, and the reason they're leaving him alone is they planted him. How much more obvious can it be? Crowd knew it. I warn everybody. As crazy as people think Alex Jones is, and believe me, he said some things that make my head spin too. But as crazy as people think Alex Jones is, he was big people. Don't listen to these people. Because I'm telling you right now, they are plants. I'm telling you right now, they're trying to lead you astray. They're talking a game. They're trying to get you riled up enough to commit acts of violence that's going to get you in trouble. He was right. Yet they want to prosecute Alex Jones. What did he do? What exactly did he do? He was telling people not to do it. He's the bad guy. But that guy we see on video yelling, let's go into the Capitol and make our voices heard. We must breach the Capitol. That guy's perfectly okay. We're not trying to prosecute him. Even though we have his picture, we have his name, we have his voice, video evidence. Nope. Not interested in him. Folks, if you don't think that's ridiculous, I mean, at this stage of the game, if you think that that's normal, and you think, well, that's just one of those things, there's no hope for you. You probably should just turn the show off because there's no hope for you. You are 100% brainwashed. Any idiot with an IQ above an ice cube could rationalize that if that man is not in trouble, he was planted. They found people who were barely on tape. They found people who, oh, we just saw the back of them, but through our special system of recognizing height and weight and this and that and features, we was able to find these people. Oh, boy, you went all out to find Grandma. You went all out to find a couple of ladies and their daughters. You went all out to find them with the feds knocking on their door in the middle of the night and kicking it in to arrest them. You went all out. But you got this guy's face. You got him talking. You know his name, and he's fine. Because you lied. There were people in that audience, or if you want to call it an audience, people in that rally whose job it was to try to stir up shit in order to hopefully, at the very least, cause some violence, cause some things to be broken, so the news could have that moment of angry mob of Trump crazies storms the Capitol, threatening the very security of this country. The very security of this country. And probably so that some Democrats whose knees were knocking so hard it sounded like bongo drums could say, oh, good, this will give me an out for not having to stick up for the fact that you cheated in the election. Oh, good, I won't have to say my piece now. I could name a few names. I could name a couple of names who said, oh, when I get to that Capitol, I'm armed with more information than they think. Now, I'm going to bring down the Democratic Party cheated, and I can clearly show them. And then, after this happened, I have nothing to say. I no longer wish to object. Oh. I see. Well, that means one of two things. Either you never were going to object, or you saw your way out and you said, oh boy, this is my way of getting out of it without having to stand up and be a rebel. I'll just say, given the horrible situation, and we're all so terribly devastated, I see no reason to continue with this. It's a very dangerous path, and now I see the error of my ways in continuing in this dangerous path. What do you mean a dangerous path? If you thought the election was stolen, then those people's anger was righteous. So what you should have done is stood up and say, you see what you caused? See, that's what I would have done. If I was one of those people, I would have said, you see what just happened here? You caused that. Not us. Not Donald Trump. You did it. And the reason you did it is because you changed all the election laws. You used COVID as an excuse to mail out ballots. You did some hanky-panky at some of these key swing states. And these people know it because they're not dumb. And what the anger that you're seeing, that's righteous anger. And I also would have added, and incidentally, every single person that's on those videotapes, I want to see. And I want their names, and I want what they do for a living. Because if any of them turn out in any way, shape, or form to be connected to the government or your party, heads are going to roll. Because I find this all the timing just very coincidental. Very coincidental. But not one Republican had the nerve to do that. Because they were all shitting their pants saying, oh boy, there goes my meal ticket. If I'm connected with this insurrection that they're going to call it, and I in any way say I supported it or I don't even think it's real, I'm going to be hung with the same rope. I got to distance myself. And you saw how quick they did, though. Oh, boy. All except maybe a few. Else as far as they could. We have nothing more to say. The election was fine. Move on. Go, Joe. You bunch of phonies. That's what you are. You're a bunch of phonies. Because anyone who took 5 minutes to review the evidence, and that's what you should have done, would know that everything I just said on this radio show is 100% true and extraordinarily suspicious, to say the very least. And once again, let me reiterate this point. Nothing that happened on January 6th was an insurrection, or by anyone's definition except far-left liberals, Two, it did not in any way help Donald Trump or the Republican Party, so I have no idea why Donald Trump supporters or Republican Party supporters would do this, because they clearly knew it would do the exact opposite and interrupt what could have been a watermark moment for the Republican Party and a tremendous defeat for the Democrats. And you stopped it. Why would Trump supporters stop it? Wouldn't they wait? Wouldn't they wait and say, well, what is the final decision? You know what that would be like? That would be like if the George Floyd riots broke into the courtroom and said, before the jury reads their decision, we're going to stop this. And they say, okay, mistrial. Well, wouldn't they wait until the verdict came out? What happens if the verdict was the one they wanted? Then they could be rejoicing, right? So why would you do that? Why would you interrupt it? Why would you interrupt justice being done? I'll tell you why. Because you thought it might not end up the way you wanted it, and that is not what the Republicans would do. Ask yourself why Nancy Pelosi didn't have that extra security when she was not only offered it, she was recommended it. No, don't need it. Ask yourself why police officers were holding open the door and telling people, you can come in, just don't be rowdy. Well, a few people were rowdy. I think if you get together any group of tens and tens of thousands of people, there's going to be a few rowdy people there. I don't think that's too hard to understand. Anybody ever attend a football game? There are more people there than was at a football game, and I can guarantee you there's some rowdy people in a football stadium. There's some rabble-rousers and troublemakers. But the vast majority knew very well that any attempt to break into the Capitol or stop the proceedings that was happening in the Capitol is a victory for the Democrats. And there would have been no way in God's green earth they would have done it. What's your evidence, Marcus, you ask? I'll tell you what my evidence is. A whole crowd pointing their fingers at that man who was trying to get them to do it, chanting, no, 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 Fed, Fed, Fed. My evidence is Alex Jones taking a podium saying, don't listen to these people. These people are plants. They're trying to get you to do something that's going to stop these proceedings. Don't fall for that trap. Don't do it. That's my evidence. I also have some more evidence. The man who's clearly on videotape telling people to do this, and he's not being in any legal peril whatsoever, despite the fact media knows his name, and they know who he is. And the fact that he is a Fed means nothing. Again, they were going around saying, well, the National Guard, we got to make sure they aren't Trump supporters. Find out if these are all Trump supporters, because if they are Trump supporters, they might not want to help us. Oh, but you don't care that there's a Fed out there telling people to break into the Capitol. That wouldn't be something you'd look into, right? That wouldn't be the first thing you'd do, is say, who is that man? He works for the federal government. We want his head. That's the first thing you would have done. The reason you didn't is you knew he was there. And you knew why he was there. When this all comes out, and it will, you are going to realize that this current Democratic Party, and I'm not talking about the old school Democrats, folks. Old school Democrats is like Joe Manchin. I'm not saying that their hands are clean. I'm not saying that they don't have a ridiculous ideas that I don't agree with. What I am saying is the old school Democratic Party was not this. Long before I had this radio show, I warned all of my Democratic friends. I said to them, your party is being taken over from within. It's being taken over by communists, socialists, and Marxists. They are infiltrating you, and eventually they will push all of the old school Democrats out, and they will be the ones who control your party. It is no longer the Democratic Party. It is a socialist or Marxist party. That's what it is, and that's what it will be when the majority of them are like the Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's or the Bernie Sanders. And now guess what? It's starting to go that way. Ilhan Omar literally calls Joe Manchin bad, filthy names on television. Had to be bleeped out. had to be bleeped out, but they're the party of love and understanding and diversity. We believe in diversity. Wouldn't diversity be, I'm greatly disappointed because I really believe very much wholeheartedly in this plan. I don't know exactly what Joe Manchin's motivations are, but I know he's a good man, and I hope we can alleviate some of those fears of his, and we can eventually come to a mutual understanding because I do think this is important. No, they threw him to the wolves immediately. Immediately, he was a racist. Immediately. As soon as he went on Fox News and said the answer is no, 2 seconds later, Ilhan Omar saying he's a racist. He hates children. He wants people to die. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is saying, just forget it, executive order. Forget him. Oh, but democracy's being threatened. You are the biggest bunch of phonies. You don't know one thing you're talking about. There was a time in my life when I honestly and truly looked up to politicians and said, these people are, you know, the smart ones. These are the people who whether I agree with them or disagree with them, they're the people who help run our country and make our country what it is, and our country is great. Therefore, they are a special breed. Certainly smarter and more well-versed than I or most of us will ever be. Well, I take it back. The current people who are running this country are morons. You listening to this show could do a better job. Don't for one second think because they're in a position of power, they're smarter than you. They're not smarter than you. They're not even close to as smart as you. The inmates are running the asylum. The racists are pointing fingers at people saying, you're a racist. The people who are anti-democracy are saying, democracy is dying. They're all morons. Complete and utter. But they were smart enough to come up, in my opinion, very likely smart enough to come up with a plan that they thought was going to sink Donald Trump and the whole movement behind Donald Trump forever. And that was called January 6th. And one day when there's a reporter brave enough or a person deathbed that decides they want to make good with God to tell you the truth, you're going to look back at that moment in history and you're going to say, how could a party, any party, stoop to the levels that this Democratic Party did to get Donald Trump out of office? And that is a good question, but I want you to ask another one too. Why? Why do you fear a man so much you would go to that length, that far, push the envelope to that degree? Why? That, my friends, is the real question. Because Donald Trump didn't play by their rules. He didn't even play party line favoritism. He called out whoever, Republicans, Democrats, Independents, he called them all out. And he was making sure the American people knew the truth. And you can't have the truth because you don't deserve the truth. According to your politicians, you don't deserve the truth. They didn't tell you the truth about the voting. They didn't tell you the truth about COVID. They didn't tell you the truth about Hunter Biden's laptop. They didn't tell you the truth about Hillary Clinton's private server. They didn't tell you the truth about anything. You expect they're going to tell you the truth now? We have a president whose approval rating is just slightly higher than the COVID virus itself. And he got more votes than anyone in the history of the presidency of the United States. And then they all just abandoned him miraculously. All those people who were so anxious to vote for him are now saying just 10 months later, oh, shit, he sucks. You expect me to believe that? Do you believe that? Or is it possible, just possible, that you're living through one of the biggest scams and hoaxes in the history of American politics? You are living through an era where a party is so desperate for power, they're willing to do anything. And I mean anything. And it should scare you. It's a scary thing. When people crave power that much, because you have to ask yourself, why do you crave that much power? What are you going to do once you get it? Why do you have to force power upon people if you're going to be so benevolent and wonderful? If all of your ideas are going to benefit us so much and we're all going to be wonderful and happy, how come you have to force it? Until you ask yourself that question and get a good answer, this mystery is never going to be solved. I hope you all have a wonderful holiday. We'll see you on the other side.